Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message. Hey, North Point, thank you so much for joining us today. You know, I don't know where you are right now or what you're even facing in your life, but you need to know that you are not alone. And not only are you not alone, no matter what you're going through, you really can't handle it because the Word of God gives us a promise, and that is this, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And the strength of Christ, the joy of Christ, the peace that is in Christ is available to you during this season of life. And Destiny, I'm so happy during this season right now as we kind of work through our year of application, right? That's what we said, 2021. It's our year of application. It's the year where we put some things into operation in our lives. And we know that doesn't happen overnight, right? Change, right. Transformation. Absolutely. It doesn't happen. It happens with sustained effort. Right. It happens with hard work. But we want to see change.
We do.
And we want to see transformation. And that's why we're really kicking off this year talking about our house habits, the things that we need to put in place in our lives so that we can really live the life that God created us to live.
Absolutely. And this weekend is actually Valentine's Day, which is very exciting.
Wow. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
You have been my Valentine for a couple decades now.
It has been a number of years.
Thing. Yes. But like every holiday, there are people who are enjoying today and having a great time and maybe planning a fun dinner or something, but it also can be a painful holiday. For those of you who've experienced rejection, maybe you are wanting to be in a relationship and you aren't in a relationship, but you're kind of in a season of singleness. I just want you to know that you're not alone and that today that doesn't define you.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about following Jesus is that He promises to be with us always and never, ever to leave us. And even if we've experienced rejection from other people, we can know that He is never going to reject us. But also, Philip, even if you are in a relationship today, maybe especially if you are, remember that your identity is not tied to being loved or being appreciated by another human being. Instead, our identity is tied to who we are in Christ, that we are loved by Him, that we are rescued by Him, that we are made whole by Him, that we are healed by Him, and that we have purpose and completion in Him. I'm so glad, Philip, that I wasn't called to complete you.
Yes.
That when we came together, yes, our mission, we've been able to accomplish more together than I think we could have done.
That's
apart,
right.
That's right. Including four kids and one on the way.
Yes, right.
But it's more than that.
Yeah.
We each had our identity in Christ.
Yes.
And because we had that, when we came together, we weren't looking from each other for something that we could only get from God. So many times we have a hard time loving our spouses or loving our significant others or even just loving the people in our life because we are looking for from them what we can only get from God.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to start this incredible second house habit that is my favorite house habit.
It is yours. It's the last we've been in my favorite. We live on and now we're love big.
And it's we love big. Yeah. It's such a great habit. But it starts with understanding that God loves us. And not just loved us, but that God loves us. And not just us corporately, but us individually as well.
You know, the Bible says in John 3:16, right? It's probably one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. In John 3:16, Jesus says this. He says, "For God so loved." And what we like to say here at North Point is that so love is big love.
That's right.
For God had so much big love for the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but would have eternal life. And, you know, I think you just, you just said that that God didn't just love us in the past, but He loves us so much. And, you know, we can't really move on into where we start talking about our responsibility to love. without just stopping for a moment and just taking in how much God loves us.
So
that we are his sons and his daughters.
Yes.
That God has given us a seat at his table by his grace and his goodness. He has lavished his mercy and grace upon us.
Beautiful.
And he has redeemed us and purchased our lives. And he has done for us what we could never do for ourselves. And why did he do it? Because of his love. Because he so loved us that he gave the very best gift that he could ever give in Jesus Christ. And this God that loves us so much also gives us a command.
That's right.
And he gives us a command to love others. And now this is what Jesus said in John 13. He says, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other.
So
your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples.
I love that. And it's so important that we understand that our response to God's love should be to love others the way that he has loved us.
Yes.
But we can't begin to love others the way that he has loved us until we really realize that he has loved us.
Mm.
And I think so many times our biggest obstacle to taking We Love Big as a personal part of our mission, as a part of our habits, as something that's core to who we are, is that we don't really believe, Philip, that God really loves us.
There you go.
Well, God, yes, I know, but really, you know, once I came to Christ, then anything that I did separated me from him, and I'm not sure about, you know, penance and forgiveness and all these things. No, God loves you.
Yeah.
He's willing to walk along the journey with you. He lived among humanity.
Mm.
He does not expect you to be perfect. Instead, he expects you every day to do what he said. He said, pick up your cross. So pick up the burden and follow me.
Yeah.
Just follow me.
Mm.
Every step has to be perfect. No, just follow me.
Yeah.
Learn from me. Learn who I am and learn how much I truly love you. It's hard to believe that God loves us.
Yeah.
I think because we know us.
That's it.
And we know our issues and we know our challenges. Mm. And we know all of the obstacles that we have engaging with other people. We know our secrets. We know.
That's right.
And to imagine that God fully knows us and still fully loves us is really, really difficult. But when we look at the scriptures, the Bible says that while we were yet sinners, while we were rejecting him, while we were Christ's enemies, that Jesus died for us.
Yeah.
His love came first.
Yes.
And that's why we can trust it. That's why we can accept it. And then once we have, that's how we can use it to respond to others because we're secure, like we were talking about. Because we are secure in that identity of being loved.
Yeah. Well, so what you see is that God loved big by sending Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus loved big by being obedient to the Father and even obedient to death on the cross. And so then our challenge is to love like God loved. Is to love like Jesus loved. That is the challenge. And so when we start breaking that down, we're going to look at three things that love is, right?
Yes.
And the first thing is that love is a mindset.
Yes.
Love is a mindset. And when we define mindset, what we're talking about is an established set of attitudes held by someone. It's an established set of attitudes. And we love to define the word attitude, right? That an attitude is our settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something.
Yeah.
And so we have this mindset and it gets settled and then it becomes established and we begin to hold on to this way of thinking, right? It's a thought process. It's a way of thinking about loving your neighbor and the love of God. It is a mindset. And it's important to know where this mindset or where this attitude comes from, right? And this attitude and mindset, it really comes from our beliefs. You struggle. You said it's hard to believe that God could love.
So good.
I have to believe that he loves me and that Jesus truly did die for me. And despite my sin, he loves me. He wants to be my father. He longs for me every single day. Mm-hmm. I have to believe it comes from my beliefs. And then my ability to love is also going to come from my belief, mm-hmm. right? And that belief begins to form my identity, mm. who I am. I'm a son of God.
Come on.
I'm a child of the King, good. Right? That's who I am. And then I begin, because God has loved me so much, now I want to give that love that he has given to me. I want to give that love. I want other people to experience that love, mm-hmm. even through my own love. I want to love the world. And so that identity that we take on, it begins to come out of our lives as a mindset or a thought process.
Absolutely.
We see in 1 John chapter 4, it says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love."
And I think sometimes, Philip, love gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because it's seen as this mushy, emotional thing.
Right.
That is just, oh, well, you know, you're a loving person. Mm. You've heard that before,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah,
you're
true.
You're just a loving person. I just so appreciate that about you. But that's not really who I am. And what we're arguing about there is style.
Yeah.
We're not arguing about substance.
That's it.
None of us are exempted from love. And that's what the author is saying there in 1 John. None of us are exempted from love. I know when you and I got married, the way that we felt love
yes.
and expressed love
yeah.
were very, very yeah. different. I remember one time I drove Philip's truck and I got very irritated because he had all of these empty water bottles in the back of his truck. And I was going, what is he doing? Why is he doing this? I'm going to get a trash bag and just clean this whole thing out. And I was not doing it because I was feeling loving. Honestly, I was just really irritated at him that he had let it get so messy, because he's really actually not that messy of a person. But he had let it get so messy, and I was going, oh, what is wrong with him? And so I cleaned it all out, and I threw away the trash bag, and I was standing in the living room, and all of a sudden, Philip comes running into the room after he had gotten home, and he goes, "Babe, did you clean out my truck?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And I'll never forget.
Yeah.
He gave me the biggest hug and said, "I feel so loved." And I thought,
so true.
Good. That was totally my intention. But he feels love and sees love
yeah.
so incredibly differently. For me, I need that verbal affirmation.
Yeah.
I need that closeness. I need that hug. I need that touch. That's what I need to feel love. That has to do with style.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to do with substance.
Yeah.
You know, and when we look at the world, there's so many gaps for each one of us to fill that no matter what our style is, we have a gap that has our name on it.
Mm.
We have something that has our heartbeat attached
yeah.
to it. So
yeah.
when we talk about a mindset, you know, people who are naturally considered more loving are
yes.
like, yes, I have a loving mindset. But do you according to the Bible?
Yeah, that's good.
That's the thing. Do you according to the Bible? 1 Corinthians 13 really sets the standard for what our mindset should be.
Mm.
It tells us that love is patient and kind, that it doesn't envy, that it doesn't boast, that it doesn't hold grudges, that it's not proud, that it bears all things, that it believes all things, that it hopes all things, that it endures all things, right? It
yeah.
gives us a mindset for the way that we are to view other people. It is a mindset. One of the things that we like to say that we've learned from many of the books that we've read is that the mindset starts with the way that you start viewing other people. Instead of viewing them as objects to be fixed or repaired or obstacles to be overcome, just objects, right? Instead, viewing them as God-created, God-loved, eternal beings.
Yes.
The most valuable
yes.
thing on earth is humanity, because it's
yeah.
what will live forever. Seeing them realizing how much God loves them, realizing the value he attaches to them, but also realizing that they have hopes and dreams that are equally valid to our own.
Wow. Yeah, that's a powerful mindset that we have. And when we start looking at it, really God's mindset towards us, right? We see God's identity right here. So if we're saying that our mindset is coming out of that identity, the Bible says that God is love. God has taken on the identity of love. So we know God's mindset towards us. It is a mindset of love. Yes. So whenever the Bible says that nothing shall separate you from the love of God, it's because nothing can separate you from God. He said, who can take you out of God's hand? Nobody can take you out of God's hand. So nothing can separate you from the love of God, because nothing can separate you from God, and God is love. So his mindset to about you is already established.
So good.
It's not based on today's performance.
So good.
It's not based on how you responded or how you reacted. It's not that way. God's love to you, it's established. It's permanent. It is set. He has this identity of love. And so his mindset towards us is already established. And so we see that this is God's mind toward us, as you said, right? Jesus died for us. That was God's mindset towards us. We were valued, right? We had worth to God. And so therefore, this same mindset that God has towards humanity needs to be the mindset that we have towards humanity. And which then takes us into the next thing about love. And it's not that, that just love is a mindset,
right?
But love is an action.
Love is an action. So out of our mindset comes action. Out of our mindset comes action. Now, we know that all of these habits are supporting pillars of our mission.
Yeah.
And here at North Point, we have a mission. It's the way that we have rephrased the Great Commission of going to all the world. And it's for our context and for our time and for our moment. And it's this. Why don't we say it together? Creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. So we know that that's why we love big. And we know that that's why we have to have the proper mindset. But out of our mission, we have to also have actions that are loving. And Jesus set the standard for this, of course. God set the standard. He didn't just take pity on humanity and say, man, I really love them. It's too bad what's going on, you know, down there. I'm so sorry that they're separated from us. That's not what happened. Instead, he took action. He took the first step. He moved towards us by sending Jesus, by coming and dying and being resurrected, and then sending the Holy Spirit, sending his Spirit into the world to empower us as we chose to follow him and to live out his purpose here on the earth. What a beautiful set of actions. And just like God didn't let love just be a concept but made it into an action, we are also called to make sure that our love isn't just words, but our actions.
Well, let's read about that action that God took. In 1 John chapter 4, it says that God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. That's what the scripture says. This is real love.
So good.
Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us so much, that big love, once again, and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. God showed us that our love is always attached to action. It is so much more than just a mindset. We can't ever get caught just living in our heads with this love philosophy.
Right.
No, love takes us to action to fulfill our mission. It says this is real love.
Right.
This is what real love is that God gave his son. And it what real love is for us is that we would give our lives to love those people around us.
You know, it's important that we start with mindset because if we don't have the right way of being, if we don't have the right mindset, then our actions are not going to have the same effect that we want them to have.
That's really good.
Because we can take the same actions and call it love and say, well, didn't you see what I did for you? But if we don't have the mindset of love that says you are valuable because God loves you, because God created you, because you have hopes and dreams that are equally valid to my own, and you're a valuable human being, not an object, right? Mm-hmm. If we don't have that way of being and that way of thinking, then our actions, they're not going to work out. We've seen this in marriage, right?
Right.
I mean, you can see how it can happen really easily.
Yeah.
Imagine if Philip had been home when I cleaned out the car. And I had walked in with this trash bag and I had said, I cleaned out your car because it needed to be cleaned and you're messy and, you know, you can't help yourself. So here, that wouldn't have had the same result.
True.
It wouldn't have had the same effect. It wouldn't have made him feel loved. It would have made him feel defensive or made him feel like, well, what's going on with you? And so many times we can do the right action, but with the wrong attitude, and we wonder why we get a strange response.
Yeah.
One of the things that we are learning here at North Point as we learn how to love our neighbor better and we learn how to love our community better is that we don't help them.
Mm.
We are them.
Mm. Mm.
So we don't go out and help them and then come back and talk about us. No, we are them. Yeah. We are all together.
Yeah.
We care for our community because we are in our community.
Mm.
We care for our world because we are part of our world. Mm. Because everyone has value because they are our neighbor. And so it's not us up on a pedestal helping people who are beneath us. Instead, it's peer to peer, eye to eye. I love you because God loves you. And because I have something to give, I want to give it to you. But I also understand you have so much to give and I want to receive from you too.
Mm.
I want to value who you are. And so when we have the right mindset, then we can get into having the right actions and we can see the right results.
Yeah. You know, and James, the brother of Jesus, actually wrote in James chapter 2, and he says, suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do?
Mm.
So you see, faith by itself isn't enough.
No.
Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. So when we're talking about that faith, that belief, that mindset, it's not enough just to say, oh, I'm a loving person.
No.
I'm a person who loves. It's not enough. No, there must be this action. And James writes here and he says, hey, listen, if people are hungry and if people need clothes, then we've got to be the people who take action. We've got to take responsibility and we've got to do something about it. So it's not enough to say, well, you know, I love my neighbor. Really?
Yeah.
What have you done for your neighbor? How does your neighbor know that you, what is the action behind that love? And so love is a mindset and love is an action. But where we want to get is the third phase.
Absolutely.
And that is where love is a habit.
And a habit is just basically an action that has been done so many times that it becomes a part of who we are.
Yeah, it becomes a reaction.
It becomes a natural response.
Yeah.
And so when we say we want to make loving big a habit, what we're saying is we want over and over again to put love into action until it becomes our natural reaction.
That's right.
Until it becomes our natural reaction. And so, you know, when it comes to our community, when there is a need in our community, we as a church, we as an organization, we as a group of people who are living on mission together have decided that our reaction is going to be, we love big. We love big. We love in a way that is unexpected. So we've made it a habit. We've made it a part of our reaction, made it a part of our response. We can see that in our homes, right? So, you know, when your child comes to you and is hurting, the way that you respond to them isn't usually out of intention. It's out of habit. It's out of reflex. It's out of what you've been doing over and over over again. And so many times what we can say, Philip, is, well, I believe everyone has value, but we have acted like the people around us have no value for so long that our habit says those people are not valuable. So we have this mindset, I believe people have value. I believe people are all loved of God. We're all children of God, whatever. Okay, yeah, I have that belief. And if I was to question you about it, you would say, absolutely, yes, we should all love each other the way that Jesus loves us. But we never put it into action enough for it to become our reaction, for us to see the news story and see the humanity behind it. You know, it's a silly example, but I think it's a good one. When you're cut off in traffic by a person, because that happens a lot, right? If you drive, you get cut off. You have opportunities to feel like the driver that you encountered is a very bad driver, or is a very annoying driver, or is a very aggressive driver, or whatever it is. How do you feel about that person? Are they just an object, an obstacle? That you're just your enemy. Right? Or do you immediately see them as a human? And that takes practice. I know that's something that
was
pretty transformative for your life.
And I think that's really true. And love becoming a habit, right? That's when it becomes your first response. But sometimes before it becomes your first response, it has to become an eventual response. Like, it takes work to get there, right? So I think what you're exactly what you're talking about right now, that person cuts me off, and they were my enemy. They were sent from Satan to assault my peace
that's
of
really
mind,
how you
right?
felt. Yeah.
I really felt that way, right? That is how I felt, how I perceived that situation. What would happen is then I would come back as an avenger after I would get angry, upset, frustrated. What's wrong with you? Why do you? My eventual response, I would get to going, man, you know, I wonder if that person was in a rush because they got a phone call and they were just trying to get home. I wonder if that person just didn't see me, right? There was just an accident, right? They just didn't. And my eventual response would get there. Right? I would eventually get there. But when love becomes a habit, it's not my eventual response, it's my first response.
That's so good.
And that's where we want to go. And so that is one of the things that you've helped me so much with in my journey, right? And that is letting love become my first response. Because when we talk about God, love is his habit. It is his first response.
Right.
His first response is grace. His first response is to love us unconditionally. Right? God's first response. And so I want my first response to match God's first response. And that is to love. And I want my love to be a habit, not an eventual response, but a first response. And that is and continues to be our challenge. And that's why the House Habits, it's never like, oh, well, I've arrived. Yeah, I've got everything, you know, figured out. I've got it. No. This is a journey, right?
So good.
It is about this that you always talk about the circle, right? Everything's a circle. Everything works around. And my mindset, it's not like, oh, I've got that mindset. No, there's always more. There's always a greater picture to grasp of God's love for us.
Right.
There's always a way for me to love my neighbor like I've never loved my neighbor before.
Right.
It is a mindset and as an action, right? And then as a habit, where it becomes my first response, that my first response is to love people the way that God has loved me.
Absolutely. And I think it's important, Philip. I mean, you're a big, tough guy and all of those things. And sometimes people can hear this about love. And they can say, this is a weak thing. You know, this is girly. Whatever it is. And they're using that in a pejorative way. You know, they're saying this is weakness. Real, you know, you can't do the hard things in life and have this as your, and I think that's completely number one, it's not biblical,
right?
But number two, it's really a deception.
Yep.
Because love as a habit, works in even the most difficult of situations.
Yes.
You know, the mindset that comes to me is a lifeguard out in the ocean,
yep.
right? And sometimes if somebody's drowning and they're trying to drown the lifeguard, they will literally punch them in the jaw
yeah.
and then drag them back to shore.
Yep.
That's not a weak thing to do.
Right.
That's not an easy action to take. But you don't have to see somebody as an object or an obstacle. You can still see them as a human being.
Yeah.
You can still value them as a human being and even take drastic action and even have to do something that's incredibly difficult. You know, we were talking to a police officer not that long ago, and he was talking about how he doesn't have as many incidents as some of his fellow officers because he so values and so places a priority on seeing the people that he arrests, and he arrests a lot of people,
yeah.
as human beings. And he said, it's not that I let people off the hook, Destiny. He said, I follow the law. I book them into the jail. He said, but most of the time, they don't fight me. And he said, I think it's because I look at them
yeah.
as a child of God, and I look at them with humanity,
yeah.
and I speak to them with the respect that I would want somebody to give me, and it changes the dynamic. And he says, even when I do have to take drastic action, I have to get physical, I have to get whatever, I can still keep that mindset, and it keeps me in a place of love,
yeah.
even in extreme situations. And so I don't know what you're facing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a parent who's dealing with a difficult child right now, or if you're in a marriage and you're trying to make it work, or if you're in a situation with your boss, or you are the boss and you just aren't sure how this would even work. How I don't know how to bring this into my everyday life. Listen, this isn't a message for the weak.
Oh,
Jesus was not weak.
That's good.
He went to the cross for us. He submitted himself. It took incredible strength to submit himself to a death on the cross when he could have called down 10,000 angels,
yeah.
when he could have just wiped everybody out, when he could have done all of those things. He submitted because he had the mindset of love. He had already decided how valuable we were.
Yeah.
Because he had taken action after action after action of love. And because he had made love a habit. And you know what? That love as a habit is still true in the way that God sees you today.
Yes.
It hasn't changed
yeah.
in 2,000 years. God still loves you exactly where you are. And his spirit can empower you to love no matter what situation you're in.
Yes. You know, and as we wrap up today in this Valentine's Day,
Valentine's Day.
Love big house habit edition. We like to close each one of these with a lead,
yes.
right? Because if we're going to lead ourselves well, right, this is what are we learning? What are we evaluating?
Right.
What are we applying? And then the do it again. And so our takeaway today, the thing that we need to learn today is that God loves us. And he commands us to love others.
That's so good.
Not a suggestion.
Not a suggestion.
It's a command. God loves us and God expects us that we will love others as his children,
right?
That we would love others. And then the evaluation is this. Does your mindset, actions, and habits show a commitment to love your neighbor? Does your mindset, action, and habits show a commitment?
Wow.
It goes beyond just a mindset, but does it show a commitment? Your actions, your habit, does it show a commitment
That's so good.
Really love your neighbor? And then the application is this week, choose to see each person as someone who is loved by God and has hopes and dreams equally valid to your own. And you know, Destiny, that is one of the things that you have shared with me that has helped me so much
yeah.
to put into application, to begin to see every person I encounter,
right.
the people standing in front of me at Starbucks,
yeah.
the people driving on the road next to me, the people that I encounter everywhere I go, to see them as loved by God and with hopes and dreams and desires and goals that are as equally valid as my own. It's so helpful. And so that's what I want to challenge you this week. Challenge you that you would see every person exactly that way. And then the D always, do it again.
Do it again.
Do it again. Do it again. And we want to make a commitment to that.
Absolutely. And we actually have a tool for you to help you with this process of learning to love your neighbor the way that Christ has loved us. You know, one of the things I love about the Bible is it says that God knows my name.
Yeah.
God knows my name. Well, if we're going to love our neighbor, then we probably should know their name too. So many times we can drive into our neighborhoods or walk up our apartment building or go into our dorm room, and we have no clue about the humans who live around us.
Yeah.
They can just become houses, doors, annoyances, all of those different things. And we can forget the humanity that lies behind those doors. And so we've created this tool. We're going to put it up on the screen. And it's just something that you can download and you can print out and you can, you know, you can fill out. And I think it's going to really help you just to become more aware of who is around you. Don't get caught up with whether you're in a house or whether you're in an apartment. If you're in an environment where you don't have neighbors for whatever, you know, reason, think about the people that you work around. Think about your schoolmates. But write down the names of these people and then commit to pray for them this week. Put their names somewhere where you can see it and where you can visualize and where you can remember, hey, that's not just, you know, apartment 24B. That's my neighbor who's loved by God.
Yeah.
And this is their name, and I'm praying for them today. What a way for us to begin taking that mindset, begin to see people differently, begin to put it into action, and then move ourselves down the road to love becoming a habit.
You know, I think you just said it. It's becoming aware, right?
Yeah.
Before we can take the step, we've got to become aware.
Absolutely.
It's the mindset, the action, the habit. We got to become aware that there are people in our lives that God is asking us to love. And so I think that this tool, download this tool, it is really going to increase your awareness. And I believe out of that awareness, God's going to use this to help grow your love for those people around you. Would you pray for us today as we close?
God, I just thank you so much that you're here with us. Thank you so much that you first loved us. Lord, we don't love just because it's popular or because it's a fad. We love because it's a command from you. And Lord, I pray that today that we would know your love, that we would feel your love, that you would reveal yourself to us just a little bit more. And as we follow you, Lord, help us to love others. Help us to learn what it is to love others the way that you have loved us. Thank you, Father, that no matter what we're going through, you're there with us, that you never abandon us, and that you're with us every single step of the way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hey, thank you for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing you again next week, continuing in our house habits. And we will still be talking about your favorite house habit.
We love big.
We love big.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.